This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
It is 8:05, 67 degrees in Chapel Hill and wet, mostly cloudy with a 50-50 chance of showers today. A chance of thunderstorms also this afternoon. We had a lot of rain overnight. Our high today in the low 80s, the rain expected to continue. While the protests at our state capitol are finished for now, the courts continue seeing the arrested protesters from the Moral Monday rallies. WCHL's Rand Northam has more on the story.
More than 900 protesters were arrested over the course of 13 weekly protests starting May 6th. The first group appeared in court and pleaded not guilty on June 24th. Mark Dorson, managing attorney at UNC's Center for Civil Rights and a member of the Orange County Board of Commissioners, is representing the members of the Chapel Hill Town Council and the Carborough Board of Aldermen, including Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton, all of whom were arrested at the protests on June 3rd. Only one of Dorson's clients, whom he calls the Orange County Five, has had a court appearance so far, Carborough Alderman Michelle Johnson. Dorson says that at the pace proceedings are going, court dates for Moral Monday's arrestees will go on for a while.
Folks were being arrested through a few weeks ago, and so I imagine that the first appearances will stretch 6 months into the future, and then, of course, that's just the first appearances.
Those arrested are charged with a variety of misdemeanors, including trespassing, holding a sign inside the Capitol building, and failure to disperse. Dorson says the mixed charges make it difficult to tell what penalties arrestees could face.
I imagine that if they were found guilty on those, they would probably have to pay a fine. But again, none of the cases have yet gone to a trial, and so it's not clear what the ramifications are.
Dorson says one additional punishment is that those arrested are no longer allowed in the Capitol building, which he says is unconstitutional. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
During this time of political strife, especially between the Democrats and the Republicans, the Republican National Committee wants NBC and CNN to cancel upcoming programs on Hillary Rodham Clinton. And they're threatening to blackball the networks from future Republican presidential debates if they don't comply. Republican National Committee Chairman Rince Priebus calls the program's political ads masquerading as unbiased productions. He vows not to partner with the networks on GOP debates if they don't pull the programs. Clinton has not yet said whether she will even run for president again in 2016. CNN Films is planning a feature-length film on the former First Lady and Secretary of State for next year. NBC has announced a miniseries, Hillary, starring Diane Lane. It's expected to be released before the 2016 presidential election. NBC Entertainment declined comment. CNN did not immediately comment. Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith has extended the town's emergency proclamation an extra 30 days. The expiration was supposed to take place Thursday. The proclamation gives town manager Roger Stansel the ability to take any necessary actions to ensure the safety of the town's citizens. It also authorizes him to modify or require any regulations and fees necessary to ensure public safety. Mayor Kleinsmith also formally ordered that all citizens and emergency management personnel comply with the emergency action plan. The proclamation was put into effect a week after the flood and will expire September 5th now unless another proclamation withdraws it or modifies it. Your local transit authority has been led by an interim director for the past 10 months, and now Brian Lintzfield is taking over as the full-time director. Town manager Roger Stansel announced on Friday he has appointed Lintzfield as Chapel Hill's transit director. Lintzfield served as assistant director of the second-largest transit system in North Carolina. He's been in that job since 2008 with a 125-bus fixed route and paratransit system and an average weekday ridership of 35,000. Chapel Hill Transit is second only to the Charlotte area transit system. Before Chapel Hill, Lintzfield was the chief development officer for the Des Moines Regional Transit Authority in Des Moines, Iowa. Chapel Hill Transit has 235 employees and an operating budget of $19.7 million. Getting stuck in traffic is no way to start your work week, but if you were on Main Street in Carborough yesterday morning, you might have just started out your day that way. Carborough Police Lieutenant Chris Atax says crews responded to the intersection of James Street and West Main Street. It happened just before 9:30 a.m. The problem? A gas line break.
I believe it was a 2-inch flexible gas line, so there was some gas actually coming out, but they got it capped off and shut down, so No issues.
Orange Water and Sewer Authority, OWASA, was attempting to replace water lines when the gas line was struck. While the town of Chapel Hill is still working on the cleanup from the fuel spill last Friday at a gas station on Martin Luther King Boulevard undergoing construction, Lieutenant Atax says this incident in Carborough was rather minor.
Shut off traffic for just a bit, and they got the line capped, and everything's back to normal. So no ongoing issues.
ATAC says crews cleared the scene in less than an hour. More than 1.7 million of our state's residents will see a reduction in federal food assistance starting in November. The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, otherwise known as SNAP or SNAP, formerly known as food stamps, serves more than 47 million Americans. The 2009 Recovery Act, also known as the stimulus, temporarily increased the benefits people on SNAP get. But this November, that increase will expire, leading to a reduction of $29 per month for a family of three. Amber Moody Dyer, policy advocate with the North Carolina Justice Center's Budget and Tax Center, says the reduction is disconcerting, especially considering the amount of money a family on SNAP gets now.
The SNAP benefits are really not enough to help feed working families that are low-wage earners, and so they have to turn to food banks, and oftentimes the food banks get strapped and they have to turn people away.
After the reduction takes place, Moody Dyer says the benefits will average less than $1.40 per person per meal.
That makes it really hard for families to, number one, afford food, period, but number two, afford healthy food. Fresh fruits and vegetables are expensive. Good meat and dairy product can be more expensive than some of the other cheaper products that aren't as nutritious.
Moody Dyer says this will particularly impact children, who make up half of the 1,708,000 people in North Carolina on SNAP.
When children don't get the kind of nutrition that they need at those critical time periods, that's long-term consequences that can't ever get turned around in terms of educational outcomes, in terms of health outcomes.
Moody Dyer also makes an economic argument for not cutting SNAP. She says that every $1 increase in SNAP benefits creates $1.70 in economic activity.
It's one of the best ways that you can kill two birds with one stone. You can help struggling working families to feed themselves, and you can also stimulate economic activity.
In addition to the reduction in SNAP benefits, the U.S. House is considering a $40 billion cut in the program. Before you light up a stick of incense, you might want to hear this. A study by UNC's Gilling School of Global Public Health finds that burning incense can cause lung inflammation. Kenneth Sexton, retired research assistant professor of environmental science at UNC and co-author of the study, compared the products of incense burned in the study to those found in cigarette smoke.
We found carbon monoxide concentrations from burning incense to be many times greater than from cigarette smoke. Particle concentrations from incense were similar to cigarette smoke.
The study, written by Sexton and Karen Yates, research assistant professor of epidemiology at UNC, looks specifically at the way incense is burned in the United Arab Emirates, a small country in the Middle East. To reenact the time of environment that incense would be burned in here, Sexton and Yates burned the two most popular types of incense in the United Arab Emirates, Oud and Bakur, in small, concentrated rooms for 3 hours at a time. Cultured lung cells were also placed in the room, and the researchers saw that the cells became inflamed in this environment. Sexton says that while the study shows that incense can cause lung cell inflammation, he cannot yet say that incense would have the same effect on an individual's actual lungs.
We did not try to simulate actual lung exposures. We didn't have people in the room, and we did not try to estimate how much material would be deposited in a human lung.
94% of households in the United Arab Emirates burn incense on a weekly basis. While incense is not as popular in the United States, a lot of people use it. Yates says the study is still important to make those Americans who do use incense aware of the risk involved.
If they do burn the incense, they are potentially being exposed to some of these air pollutants, and that some of the air pollutants that we found and measured are criteria EPA pollutants that are regulated by the EPA outdoors.
Among the products found in incense smoke in the study were carbon monoxide, nitrogen oxide, and formaldehyde. You can read the whole study on our website, chapelboro.com. The case of Everett v. Pitt County School Board has brought a lot of attention to Greenville, North Carolina, in Pitt County and the Pitt County school system, and could have implications for statewide changes. Last Monday, lawyers squared off in federal court over a 2011 student assignment plan that many parents say resegregated several schools in that particular district. Nearly 60 years after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down segregation in public schools, Pitt County remains on federal supervision until it reaches unitary status. Civil rights attorney Mark Dornison of Carbro says this is not an isolated school district.
There are a number of counties and school districts across the South that are in similar position to Pitt County, that is school districts that have been under court order for many years and are still under court order.
Achieving unitary status means that Pitt County School Board would no longer be under federal supervision to ensure desegregation. Dorison says this case could have effects on other school districts in the South that have not received unitary status.
The ruling itself will be contained directly to impacting Pitt County, but the whole process and how the court handles the allegations, I think, are being watched closely by education advocates and school districts across the region.
Several families have joined forces with the Coalition to Educate Black Children as plaintiffs against the school district. Dorison says they hope to end some of the current changes that they feel have resegregated the schools. He says many people, both in Pitt County and other counties around North Carolina, are watching this case closely to see the results.
Some folks who live in those districts on both sides of the issue, the school districts themselves and the parents whose children attend those schools, are watching this case to see whether the decision will have any bearing on how they should proceed towards unitary status in their own districts.
Judge Malcolm Howard will make the final decision in the next few weeks on whether the Pitt County school system has tried to desegregate and create unitary status. WCHL News Time, 8:16. Time for traffic and weather together. And traffic brought to you this morning by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Stop in for a quick lunch today and select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides, all delicious. Dickie's Barbecue Pit, between Chapel Hill and Durham, off Mount Moriah Road. Now, for the very latest in our traffic situation, let's check in with Rand Northam.
Well, still a good day on the roadways this morning to start things off. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway not reporting any accidents or delays. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior by giving us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right, Rand, thanks very much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carboro Weather, presented by Southern Season. Spruce up your home at Southern Season. Enjoy free shipping and summer deals on their fantastic selection of home decor, flatware, candles, dinnerware, and a lot more at University Mall in Chapel Hill, or you can go online at southernseason.com. It's 67 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 66 in Carboro, also 66 this morning in Hillsboro. Mostly cloudy today with a 50-50 chance of showers. Chance of thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. Our high today in the low 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 40% chance of rain. Overnight low 68. Tomorrow, more of the same, really. Mostly cloudy with a 50-50 chance of rain. Maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon tomorrow. High tomorrow about 88 degrees. That's our weather forecast. Doesn't sound all that great, does it? A lot of rain in our forecast, and certainly it rained all night long.
Start your day with Ron Stutz and catch Ed Schultz from noon to 3 here on 97.9 FM WCHL.
News around town this morning, a local coordinator for International Experience USA is looking for local families who are willing to open their homes and hearts to European teenagers. Host families share their homes with one or two high school students from another country who wants to experience America. All of these students have great academic achievement, exemplary character, good use of the English language, their own spending money, and health insurance. Almost anyone can host one of these students. If interested in hosting, you can find more information about these news around town stories, all of them on our website at chapelboro.com. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. I'm Ron Stutz. As Carolina football feverishly pushes through training camp and addressing some issues of depth on this Tar Heel team, two former starters are making some big strides after battling back from serious injuries and could prove to fill the gaps on both sides of the football. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on the Tar Heels.
Coach Lou, our strength and conditioning staff, they got me prepared for camp. Knee feels great, you know, no doubts about it. Feel as strong and as fast as I've been.
That's junior Darius Lipford. The 6'3", 240-pounder was redshirted for the 2012 season after suffering a knee injury during the 2011 Independence Bowl and then re-injured it last summer during workouts. Now he says he feels back to 100%. Earlier in the summer, Fedora called him, quote, freakishly athletic. Lipford says the silver lining of the injury was observing the game and learning from past leaders like Bruce Carter, Kevin Reddick, and Zach Brown. Still, Lipford hasn't played since the Butch Davis era and is transitioning from linebacker to the bandit position.
Keeping the defense up with this high tempo and offense is a big difference. That's the main adjustment for me because last time I played, we were in pro style.
Lipford and the rest of a young UNC defense will have to fill in the large gaps left by standouts Reddick and Sylvester Williams. Fedora has another void to fill on the offensive side, the punt returner. Giovanni Bernard, the number 37 NFL draft pick, dominated as a running back for UNC, but also doubled as a punt returner, most notably returning the game-winning touchdown in the final seconds against rival North Carolina State last season. Sophomore T.J. Thorpe was one of several players who returned punts during summer practice. The wide receiver suffered a broken foot early in preseason practice last year, missed the entire 2012 season, and then re-cracked his foot in February. Fedora says he is carefully watching both Thorpe and Lipford to see the progress they've made.
It's early for me to say anything about him because I don't want to say anything about him because he's doing a nice job. And he looks good. He looks really good doing it. And it's just been a long time since he's done it. Same thing with Darius Lippard. I mean, he's making plays. I don't want to brag on him too quick because it's been a long time since they've been out there where the bullets were flying.
Thorpe says he is not as explosive as he was, but says it's not a physical issue. It's a mental issue that he has to overcome. There's also the daunting challenge of adjusting to Fedora's no-huddle spread offense.
Nothing really that can prepare you for how fast we go except for repping it. And I mean, each day I'm getting better.
The Heels have a tall task at hand, living up to last year's record-setting season. Entering his second year with the Heels, Fedora has records in scoring and total offense, won 8 games, and could have claimed a division title if it weren't for the lingering NCAA sanctions. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tar Heels season opener down in Columbia, South Carolina, against the Gamecocks is 3 weeks and 2 days away, believe it or not. David Cutcliffe is well known as a good quarterback coach. He's had some good quarterbacks over the years when he was coaching at Tennessee. He coached Peyton Manning and Eli Manning in pocket passing attacks, and they both turned into Super Bowl MVPs. That was before he came to Duke. He's been changing with the times, though. His pass-happy offense is incorporating elements of the trendy zone read system. The goal is to take advantage of new starting quarterback Anthony Boone's mobility and generate some more production out of the ground game. Cutcliffe said yesterday during Duke's preseason media day that he looks for great passers and throwers. It can also be great runners, but not the other way around. The Atlantic Coast Conference has gotten bigger. Now it's time to find out if it's gotten any better. Syracuse and Pittsburgh are finally in after nearly 2 years of Big East purgatory, bringing the ACC up to 14 teams now and helping to solidify the ACC status as a power conference. The league has plenty of things going for it. It's wedded the Orange Bowl for at least 13 more years with an attractive lineup of other bowls behind it. The new grant of rights agreement makes it highly unlikely that anybody follows Maryland out the door. But there's still work to be done as the ACC once again tries to make itself nationally relevant on the football field. And the league's preseason favorite, Clemson, might have the best chance to raise the profile of the Atlantic Coast Conference. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Art Chansky, again, has the day off. I'm Ryan Stutz.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. You know, Kit, a lot of people look at buying or selling a house as a competition where there is a clear winner and a clear loser.
I know what you mean, but in my experience...
And that would be vast.
The best deals are the ones where the sellers feel they didn't get quite enough and the buyers are sure they paid a little too much.
So not like the sleazeball in the tailored suit on Bravo's million-dollar listing, the one who says, you haven't done anything right until someone wants you dead. Geez, at Franklin Street Realty, our agents simply do not let ego get in the way. In fact, the men were selected for low testosterone levels.
Oh, Sammy, don't sell yourself short. The truth is, you don't have to read The Art of War to be a good negotiator. You need focus, experience, and flexibility. What you get from our agents. Plus, even the talking heads have come around to our position. There has never been a better time to buy a house, period.
Lower asking prices, lower interest rates, a lot to choose from. Find your new house at franklinstreetrealty.com.
Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
In Chapel Hill, businesses do more than just sell products and services. They help create our community. We call it Commerce Plus. We're home to businesses who invest in local causes, sustainable technologies, and use environmentally friendly business practices. Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community. Chapel Hill, open for business, to business, and where business is Commerce Plus. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz.
Time for school means time for school sports to begin. If your child needs a sports physical to play, UNC Family Medicine is here for you. UNC Family Medicine can get you in and out quickly so your young athlete can get back to the field. You'll be cared for by the same physicians and staff that work with UNC teams and the Chapel Hill Carrboro High School teams. Make your appointment now at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
We've got a pretty cool contest going on right now. It is Gift Card Mania Month, and all during the month of August, I am feeling so generous that I'm giving away a gift card every morning on WCHL to one of our great restaurants in town, including 411 West, Buns, Dickie's Barbecue, Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, Squid, Spanky's, Page Road Grill, Mez, Glass Half Full, Elmo's Diner, and you can be a winner. All you have to do is visit WCHL's Facebook contest page and submit your entry anytime during the month of August. Then you're eligible to win. We gave away a $100 gift card to Squid's yesterday. This morning, I always already announced a winner, Sarah Searcy, who gets a $25 gift certificate to Spanky's. And who knows, well, it'll be tomorrow. All you got to do is go to WCHL's Facebook page, get entered, then listen to the WCHL Morning News. I'll be announcing a winner every day right here.
He scores! Big news for Canes fans. Diamonds Direct Crabtree has been selected as the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes. Hey, it's John Forsley, play-by-play voice of the Canes. Very excited to make this announcement. Our staff, coaches, and players join me in inviting you to celebrate this fantastic new partnership with the Triangle's premier jewelry destination. Diamonds Direct Crabtree is the obvious choice for this honor. No other jewelry store even comes close in diamond selection, quality, or value. Anyone getting engaged in the Triangle knows Diamonds Direct dominates the bridal jewelry market. But it's more than just business. Diamonds Direct Crabtree is a great corporate citizen. They're always helping out area charities and getting involved in worthy causes. At the Hurricanes, we partner with quality companies and quality people, and that's why Diamonds Direct Crabtree was chosen. So join me in celebrating as we welcome Diamonds Direct Crabtree as the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes on Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming Steakhouse.
And now it's time for the professionals, local service, daily insights.
I'm Asa Goldenberg. I'm the business administrator for Dr. Jeff Kennedy, Richard Wagner, and Leland Webb at the Kennedy Dental Group. What's nice about our patients is that they'll see any of the doctors because they're all kind, good people, but they're definitely different personalities, but you're always going to get the same quality of care. It doesn't matter which doctor you're going to see. Dr. Wagner is one of these personalities. He's super outgoing and friendly, and he loves to talk about sports, and he's always talking people up, so his patients tend to really like to talk and chat, and he's just friendly and outgoing. Dr. Webb sort of has this subtle humor, and he's pretty laid back, but he comes up with some pretty funny one-liners. Dr. Kennedy is very ethical in so many ways. He really looks out for his patients. He's looking for overall oral health. He's really trustworthy. All the doctors are very trustworthy, very honest, very ethical. We're never going to give you something that you don't need, and we're always going to make our honest recommendations. We feel so much at home at work, actually, that it's easy to make other people feel at home and comfortable when you're happy and comfortable where you are. We anticipate our move will be in the fall, and we're really excited about it. We're moving to the old WCHL building, which is kind of across from Eastgate there where the radio towers are. It's been a long time coming. We're excited.
This has been the Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. Most of us don't get to work at home in our PJs. If traffic and a commute are part of your daily routine, let us make that part of your day a little more enjoyable. Stop by Cruiser's and enjoy a fresh brewed coffee and fresh baked biscuit in the morning, or a refreshing fountain drink with chewy ice, a hot dog, or a snack to end your day. Cruiser's has four commuter-friendly area locations at Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Powell Place, and Briar Chapel.
Cruiser's, good to go.
Are you ready for a new lease on life?
Durham Tech.
Durham Tech.
Durham Tech.
Thinking about turning over a new leaf?
Durham Tech.
Durham Tech.
Durham Tech.
Jumpstart a new career or begin getting that degree at Durham Tech today. This is Penny Gluck, Executive Dean at Durham Tech's Orange County campus. Look for our new course catalog in your mailbox. Durham Technical Community College, right in the heart of Orange County.
Durham Tech.
Find out more at durhamtech.edu. Durham Tech, your future begins now.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind.
Hi, this is Michelle at the Carolina Inn inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge and no reservations to attend. For more information, visit carolinainn.com.
Good morning. It is 8:30 at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carver of weather. And it's brought to you by Page Road Grill, the newest restaurant in the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group in the RTP at exit 282 off I-40. It's really close to Mez. Meet in the heart of the triangle. Enjoy a delicious new twist on Southern cuisine. 68 degrees in Chapel Hill, 67 in Carborough, cloudy all day, 50% chance of showers, a chance of thunderstorms also in the afternoon. Our high today in the low 80s, tonight a big chance of rain, 40%, low tonight around 68, and tomorrow more of the same, 50-50 chance of rain all day tomorrow, so the rain's going to be with us for a while.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelborough.com.
Remain dicey in Yemen. The U.S. has taken action. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
The U.S. Air Force transported personnel out of the country. A statement from a Pentagon spokesman says the Department of Defense continues to have personnel on the ground in Yemen, and they are monitoring the security situation. The State Department ordered all non-essential personnel at the embassy to leave because of the continued threat from Al-Qaeda.
Reporter Adam Barron is in Sana'a, the Yemeni capital.
You really do feel a state of alarm among Yemenis. People are anxious about what's coming next, whether that is something coming from Al-Qaeda terrorists, whether it's something coming from the Yemeni government or something coming from the American government.
Correspondent Bob Orr on why terrorist action is most likely to come in Yemen.
The terror operatives are already there. They have the ease of movement. They have supplies. They have explosives experts.
No indication that this is linked to the threat that's resulted in a number of U.S. diplomatic facilities to shut down, but a drone strike has killed at least four suspected Al-Qaeda militants in Yemen. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
69 degrees and cloudy, 8:32 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. While the protests at our state capitol in Raleigh are finished for now, the courts continue seeing the arrested protesters from the Moral Monday rallies. WCHL's Rand Northam has the story.
More than 900 protesters were arrested over the course of 13 weekly protests starting May 6th. The first group appeared in court and pleaded not guilty on June 24th. Mark Dorson, managing attorney at UNC Center for Civil Rights and a member of the Orange County Board of Commissioners, is representing the members of the Chapel Hill Town Council and the Carborough Board of Aldermen, including Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton, all of whom were arrested at the protests on June 3rd. Only one of Dorison's clients, whom he calls the Orange County Five, has had a court appearance so far, Carborough Alderman Michelle Johnson. Dorison says that at the pace proceedings are going, court dates for Moral Monday's arrestees will go on for a while.
Folks were being arrested through a few weeks ago, and so I imagine that the first appearances will stretch 6 months into the future, and then, of course, that's just the first appearances.
Those arrested are charged with a variety of misdemeanors, including trespassing, holding a sign inside the Capitol building, and failure to disperse. Dorison says the mixed charges make it difficult to tell what penalties arrestees could face.
I imagine that if they were found guilty on those, they would probably have to pay a fine. But again, none of the cases have yet gone to a trial, so it's not clear what the ramifications are.
Dorison says one additional punishment is that those arrested are no longer allowed in the Capitol building, which he says is unconstitutional. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And in case you're wondering, Moral Monday has been taken on the road. Yesterday, they had a big rally in Asheville. It was Mountain Moral Monday, and some reports say that as many as 10,000 people showed up for that. Getting stuck in traffic is no way to start your work week, but if you were on Main Street in Carborough yesterday morning, you just might have started out your day that way. Carborough Police Lieutenant Chris Atak says crews responded to the intersection of James Street and West Main Street just before 9:30 a.m. yesterday.
I believe it was a 2-inch flexible gas line, so there was some gas actually coming out, but they got it capped off and shut down, so No issues.
It was a gas line break. Orange Water and Sewer Authority was attempting to replace water lines when the gas line was struck, while Chapel Hill is still working on the cleanup from a fuel spill last Friday at a gas station on Martin Luther King Boulevard undergoing construction. Lieutenant Atak says this incident in Carborough was not as serious.
Shut off traffic for just a bit, and they got the line capped, and everything's back to normal. So no ongoing issues.
Atak says crews cleared the scene in less than an hour. Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith has extended the town's emergency proclamation an extra 30 days. The expiration was supposed to take place Thursday. This proclamation gives town manager Roger Stansel the ability to take any necessary actions to ensure the safety of the town's citizens. It also authorizes him to modify or require any regulations and fees necessary to ensure public safety. Mayor Kleinsmith also formally ordered that all citizens and emergency management personnel comply with the emergency action plan. The proclamation was put into effect a week after the flood and will expire September 5th unless another proclamation withdraws it or modifies it. And as we've reported already here on WCHL, the lower level of town hall is out of commission for could be as much as a year as they make repairs there, replace carpeting and everything else because they had so much water there in the town hall building. Of course, a lot of businesses and a lot of residences around the area still going through the same thing. More town news today. Your local transit authority has been led by an interim director for the past 10 months, and now Brian Litchfield is interim no more. Town manager Roger Stansel announced Friday that he has appointed Litchfield as Chapel Hill's transit director. Litchfield served as assistant director of the second largest transit system in North Carolina since 2008. With a 125-bus fixed route and paratransit system and an average weekday ridership of 35,000, Chapel Hill Transit is second only to Charlotte. Before Chapel Hill, Litchfield was the chief development officer for the Des Moines Regional Transit Authority in Des Moines, Iowa. Chapel Hill Transit has 235 employees and an operating budget of $19.7 million. More than $1.7 million of our state's residents will see a reduction in federal food assistance starting in November of this year. The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, otherwise known as SNAP, was formerly known as food stamps, serves more than 47 million Americans. The 2009 Recovery Act, also known as the stimulus package, temporarily increased the benefits people on SNAP get. This November, that increase will expire, leading to a reduction of $29 per month for a family of three. It's a pretty sizable amount. Amber Moody Dyer, policy advocate with the North Carolina Justice Center's Budget and Tax Center, says this $29 reduction is disconcerting, especially considering the amount of money a family on SNAP receives now.
The SNAP benefits are really not enough to help feed working families that are low-wage earners, and so they have to turn to food banks, and oftentimes the food banks get strapped and they have to turn people away.
After the reduction takes place in November, Moody Dyer says the benefits will average less than $1.40 per person per meal.
And that makes it really hard for families to, number one, afford food, period, but number two, afford healthy food. Fresh fruits and vegetables are expensive, good meat and dairy product can be more expensive than some of the other cheaper products that aren't as nutritious.
Moody Dyer says this will particularly impact children who make up half of the 1,708,000 people in our state on SNAP.
When children don't get the kind of nutrition that they need at those critical time periods, that's long-term consequences that can't ever get turned around in terms of educational outcomes, in terms of health outcomes.
Moody Dyer also makes an economic argument for not cutting SNAP. She says that every $1 increase in SNAP benefits creates $1.70 in economic activity.
It's one of the best ways that you can kill two birds with one stone. You can help struggling working families to feed themselves, and you can also stimulate economic activity.
There could be more bad news on the way. In addition to the reduction in SNAP benefits, the U.S. House is considering a $40 billion cut in the program. News around town this morning, things are about to change in our community. In the next couple of weeks, roughly 18,000 undergraduates will come to Chapel Hill from 50 states and 100 countries. Move-in weekend begins August 16th. Classes start August 20th. During the first week, the school is coordinating a week of welcome with several of our restaurants and stores in the feel of Franklin Street, meant to welcome in new students. Students and parents are welcome to enjoy the week-long promotions to get free or reduced prices on the menu. From August 16th through August 25th, you can expect Carolina students to be back, and you can expect Franklin Street to be back at its busiest with new students and parents learning our area. let's all be very welcoming and helpful to those folks. A lot of people also driving around town who won't know where they're going when they're trying to figure it out, particularly that move-in weekend. 8:39 at WCHL. Coming up next, it is Adopt-a-Pet Day. It is Tuesday, and we're going to talk with Sarah Fallon of Orange County Animal Services about a great dog that she just brought in. That is up next.
Big news for Canes fans. Diamonds Direct Crabtree has been selected as the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes. Hey, it's John Forsley, play-by-play voice of the Canes. Very excited to make this announcement. Our staff, coaches, and players join me in inviting you to celebrate this fantastic new partnership with the Triangle's premier jewelry destination. Diamonds Direct Crabtree is the obvious choice for this honor. No other jewelry store even comes close in diamond selection, quality, or value. Anyone getting engaged in the Triangle knows Diamonds Direct dominates the bridal jewelry market. But it's more than just business. Diamonds Direct Crabtree is a great corporate citizen. They're always helping out area charities and getting involved in worthy causes. At the Hurricanes, we partner with quality companies and quality people. And that's why Diamonds Direct Crabtree was chosen. So join me in celebrating as we welcome Diamonds Direct Crabtree as the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes. On Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming Steakhouse.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. You know, Kit, a lot of people look at buying or selling a house as a competition where there is a clear winner and a clear loser.
I know what you mean, but in my experience...
And that would be Vast.
The best deals are the ones where the sellers feel they didn't get quite enough and the buyers are sure they paid a little too much.
So not like the sleazeball in the tailored suit on Bravo's million-dollar listing, the one who says, you haven't done anything right until someone wants you dead. Geez, at Franklin Street Realty, our agents simply do not let ego get in the way. In fact, the men were selected for low testosterone levels.
Oh, Sammy, don't sell yourself short. The truth is, you don't have to read The Art of War to be a good negotiator. You need focus, experience, and flexibility. What you get from our agents. Plus, even the talking heads have come around to our position. There has never been a better time to buy a house, period.
Lower asking prices, lower interest rates, a lot to choose from. Find your new house at franklinstreetrealty.com.
Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
When you think of Harrington Bank, do you think green? No, not that kind of green, sustainability green. At Harrington Bank, we're the first bank in the nation to earn Green Plus certification. And the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce has just selected us Sustainable Business of the Year. For Harrington Bank, going green is a smart business decision that strengthens our local economy, environment, and community. Stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Good morning. It is 8:42 at WCHL. This is Rod Stutz, and Sarah Fallon has joined me now in the WCHL studio. And Sarah has brought in another dog. But before we go any further, you were just about to tell me that the last dog you brought in here was adopted.
Yes, and the last cat I brought in, too, was adopted.
What? Refresh my memory, because I see so many.
I can't remember either. I was just sitting here trying to think. It was only three weeks ago. So,
yeah.
I'm getting older.
Well, let me just tell you that this dog you brought in here today is really cool.
Oh, really cool.
Yeah, this is Adopt-A-Pet on WCHL. We do it every Tuesday with a variety of animal organizations. Orange County Animal Services is one of them. Tell us about Sweetie.
Okay, Sweetie. Well, Sweetie was owner surrendered, and I'm not quite sure why, but she is a four-year-old. Now, they say she's a Basset Hound mix, but her coat looks kind of like a hound dog, a white and tan hunting dog, like a hound, some sort of hound dog. But her
really
size is a terrier.
Dog. Yeah.
And so it's, but her, she's got the feet that turn out like a Basset Hound, and her body's kind of long. So who knows what she's mixed with.
When I first saw her, I didn't think Basset Hound at all. She doesn't, her face does not look like a Basset Hound.
And her ears don't, and not only her feet are turned out,
kind of
looks like a Basset Hound.
Sort of
but
like a nice little terrier. But she's so sweet. My goodness.
She is. Like, she is, she's very affectionate. She is leash trained. She's house trained. She stayed inside, so she's in, you know, good shape. Her fur is in good shape, and she doesn't have fleas and ticks and all that kind of stuff. And
what
she
do you
gets
think
along
she,
with other dogs.
15 pounds or something like that?
Probably.
Yeah.
Maybe
just
20.
Really, really nice dog, and obviously has been someone's pet and has lived a really good life somewhere.
Yes.
And
well, out she was owner surrendered, and I'm not sure, but Oak Grove Church Road, I guess that's out in the county somewhere.
Yeah. Just you know, she's house trained and all that stuff.
Yeah. Gets along well with other dogs. Don't know about cats. I've never met a cat, so I don't know.
I would imagine there would be no problem with kids.
No.
Because she's very small and very docile and friendly and gentle, you know. So, really nice dog. Ask about Sweetie. The website's easier these days.
It is. I'll tell you one thing, though. We are having a back-to-school adoption special.
Oh, good.
And Sweetie is on the list, so her adoption fee is $60. And that includes, she hasn't been spayed yet, so that would include her spay, her rabies vaccination, a health check, and the first round of shots. And it treated for any parasites, though. They've already given her a health check, and everything turned out normal. So she's good to go, and you can see her at www.orangecountync.gov/animalservices and go to Adoptable Dogs. They've taken her picture here, so you can go to WCHL, and you can see her picture there, or you can drop by and visit. And she is in RL1, which is Real Life 1, so she is in a kind of a big room by herself.
Yeah, RL1.
Yes.
All right, Sweetie. We'll have a picture of Sweetie on our website, which is chapelboro.com, also on our Facebook page.
Yes.
And while you're there, register to win in Gift Card Mania.
I heard of that on the radio. Yeah. I'm excited about
that. That's cool, yeah. So, somebody's going to adopt this dog. This dog will be gone by the end of the day.
Probably. I hope so, because we have really good luck. Every time we bring a pet to WCHL, they seem to get adopted. But I have one more thing to announce.
Yeah.
And this is for all you parents out there that have young children. Mm-hmm. We are partnering with Kids Zoo Museum for the month of August.
Great.
And every time you go in on a Saturday at Kids Zoo, Emily will have an art class, and they're doing animal art. And at the end of the month, they're going to pick certain pictures that kids do, and we are going to post them, display them around Animal Service Center.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really cool. So you can do animal art at Kids Zoo, and then you can come see your child's art hanging in and around the Animal Service Center. So we're excited about that because that's a good pair, kids and pets. Make a good team.
Kids and dogs and cats. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, somebody adopt Sweetie, please.
Yes, please.
Trust me, she's a great dog.
She is, and she's house trained.
Yeah, absolutely. And Sarah Fallon, thank you for coming in.
Well, thank you, Ron Stutz. I appreciate it. I love coming in.
Always good to see you, and always great to see the smiles on the faces of the dogs that you bring in.
I know. Ron walked out, and the dog was sitting up, standing on the couch with his front paws up and just grinning as Ron walked out of the studio.
Oh, boy. Well, hey, listen, check her out because she's a great dog.
She is great.
And Sarah, have a great day.
You too.
All right. Coming up next, your opportunity to win something. If you can tell us the word of the day on WCHLS in just a few minutes. But right now, let's hear from Senator Ellie Kinnaird.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. Thankfully, the legislature is out of session, ushered out by the Moral Mondays and led by protesting teachers. And as icing on a spoiled cake, the governor, in a completely clueless gesture, offered abortion bill protesters a plate of cookies. Once more, North Carolina is the butt of jokes nationwide. Stephen Colbert and Jon Stewart should be paying us as writers for their programs. We have given them so much material. But seriously, we leave the session with grave concerns about the future for so many people. In one of the first decisions of the session, the Republican leadership refused to extend Medicaid that would have been available to low-income adults for the first time, just as the Affordable Care Act kicks in. What were they thinking? A tax plan raises taxes on low- and middle-income workers, and to make sure low-income people had it even harder, they even raised the sales tax by 300% on mobile homes and manufactured homes, which is the largest source of housing for low-income people. This at the same time they capped the sales tax on yachts and airplanes at 5.9%. What were they thinking? They raised the interest rates to 30% for small loans that low-income people use to get them through during a crisis. Then they tacked on insurance that raised the amount they have to pay back even higher. Mind you, the insurance benefit doesn't go to the borrower's family if they die, but to the lender. You and I have access to bank loans from 3.5% to 6%, but not poor people in North Carolina. What were they thinking? The Republicans repealed the sales tax holiday that low and middle income used for their back-to-school savings. This while repealing the estate tax and taking away the one help for the working poor, the earned income tax credit. Robin Hood in reverse, robbing from the poor to give to the rich. What were they thinking? They cut off the long-term unemployed from benefits, this after shortening the length of time and the amount. Even their commerce secretary said it would hurt the economy. What were they thinking? The Bible says that to whom much is given, much is expected. But this crowd seemed to figure that to whom much is given, heck, just take it all. The governor said he is searching for a brand for North Carolina. How about still ahead of Mississippi? Or still ahead of Mississippi? This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. What You're Saying on the Street.
I'm Erin Cullum. Do you think the towns of Chapel Hill and Carrboro provide enough public parking? We hit the streets to find out.
My name is Chelsea Holland. I live in Chapel Hill, and the parking's terrible. It's dangerous because there's just a lot of traffic all the time. There's nowhere to park. And when you do find somewhere to park, you got to pay, and they need more spaces. They're building everything else, but they're not building no parking spaces.
My name is Elizabeth, Chapel Hill, and I don't go downtown in Chapel Hill because there's no parking. So what would change for me is if there was parking available and if it didn't cost an arm or even a leg, and then I would go back downtown. There are some stores I like and there are some restaurants, but this has been going on for me for, I'd say, 5-6 years probably. At least. I just quit going downtown.
My name is Mark Simpson. I actually live in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, but I have a house here in Chapel Hill. We're here visiting for a few weeks in the summer. And about parking in Chapel Hill and Carrboro, I think there's plenty of parking, but I just don't like to have to pay for it.
I'm Polly Vandeveld, and I live in Chapel Hill. I think there are actually too many student cars rather than not enough parking spaces.
How do you feel about the public parking in Chapel Hill and Carrboro?
My name is Jennifer Graham. I live in Carrboro. I don't think that the city of Carrboro has enough parking. There definitely should be more parking decks, and it shouldn't be focused on paying for parking a lot, since that is a pretty busy area and it's mostly comprised of students.
My name is Wayne Sneed, and I live in Carrboro, North Carolina. And as far as public parking, we probably need a lot more time because it's a lot of people.
My name is Claire Giordano, and I live in Carrboro. And I do not think that the town provides enough parking. It's very hard to find parking spaces, especially up on Franklin Street, if there's any kind of event going on. And it leads me just to avoid Franklin Street as much as possible.
That's What You're Saying on the Street. On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill, Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
852 at WCHL. You remember the word of the day from Wayne Pond? Rather unusual word. A word out of the Southwest, let's just say that. What's the word? How do you spell it? And what does it mean? Call me right now, 919-929-WCHL. Tell me all that. You can do it first. We'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. And the word of the day on WCHL with Wayne Pond, always brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Your number to call, 919-929-WCHL.
Big news for Canes fans. Diamonds Direct Crabtree has been selected as the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes. Hey, it's John Forsley, play-by-play voice of the Canes. Very excited to make this announcement. Our staff, coaches, and players join me in inviting you to celebrate this fantastic new partnership with the Triangle's premier jewelry destination. Diamonds Direct Crabtree is the obvious choice for this honor. No other jewelry store even comes close in diamond selection, quality, or value. Anyone getting engaged in the Triangle knows Diamonds Direct dominates the bridal jewelry market. But it's more than just business. Diamonds Direct Crabtree is a great corporate citizen. They're always helping out area charities, getting involved in worthy causes. At the Hurricanes, we partner with quality companies and quality people. And that's why Diamonds Direct Crabtree was chosen. So join me in celebrating as we welcome Diamonds Direct Crabtree as the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes. On Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming Steakhouse.
What most people see as their golden years, some people see as their golden opportunity. To stay active, to travel, to begin a new chapter. If you're over 60 and young at heart, we invite you to explore the Cedars of Chapel Hill in the vibrant, multi-generational Meadowmont community. We understand that you want things taken care of, even though you don't need to be taken care of. The Cedars offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles. We'll handle everything so you can pursue other goals. And more importantly, you can enjoy the peace of mind that comes from having a continuing health care plan in place should you need it. Retirement is no longer a 5 or 10 year plan. People live longer, and this next phase of your life is a journey unto itself. We'll be with you every step of the way. Call 919-259-7000 to learn more about life at the Cedars. That's 259-7000. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
It's summer, and we're all spending more time playing sports and enjoying outdoor activities. With that means more injuries, bumps, and bruises. That's why UNC Family Medicine is your one-stop shop for treating injuries. You'll be cared for by the same staff that works with UNC teams and Chapel Hill Carborough school sports. From on-site x-rays to physical therapy, UNC Family Medicine is here. And you can make appointments easily on the web at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Do you love keeping up with all the latest news and entertainment in Chapel Hill and Carborough?
Yes!
Well, look no further. The Chapelboro 2.0 app is here. All of your favorite news, sports, columns, scene around town photo galleries, and of course, streaming WCHL 97.9 live. Already have the old Chapelboro app? No sweat. Visit chapelboro.com today to follow the instructions to install the new one. Out with the old and in with the new. It's as simple as that. Visit chapelboro.com today.
Oh, congratulations to Tony Gillis, who called in from Durham with the word of the day. It is saguaro, S-A-G-U-A-R-O. It simply means a cactus tree, tall cactus tree found in the southwestern part of the United States. And that is where Wayne Pond grew up, out there in New Mexico, and spent a lot of time out there. So a word he's very familiar with, saguaro, S-A-G-U-A-R-O. That's our word of the day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Tony Gillis gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. We'll have another word for you tomorrow morning at about 10 minutes until 8 o'clock.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Some things are obvious, and I'm about to state the obvious, but we wanted to call attention to the heroic actions of a couple of Carborough police officers who made several rescues of children and adults during the torrential flooding that took place at Rocky Brook Mobile Home Park a few weeks ago. Officer Ron Trombley and Officer Kenny Stewart never hesitated. They got into the water and saved people's lives. We call on Carborough Deputy Fire Chief Richard Cox to tell the story of what these brave men did. We pick up the story when the water was rising, and rising rapidly.
Came up quick, had a bunch of folks in their mobile home in Rocky Brook Mobile Home Park. The waters rose quick. People were trapped inside their houses, and they were wading through chest-deep water, pulling people out of the mobile home. And that was, it rose so quick, didn't even have time to call the fire department. So they were called out for some minor flooding, and it turned out that it just kept on getting worse. So they acted quickly and were able to get the folks out of the mobile homes prior to the fire department arrived.
I was told that Officer Trombley actually went completely underwater while he was rescuing one person.
Yes, sir. They were in at least chest-deep water, and they got wet. Yes, sir.
You guys put your lives on the line all the time for us, and this is a matter of the Carborough Fire Department saying good things about the Carborough Police Department, and I know you have an opportunity to work together a lot, don't you?
Yes, sir. We work together quite well and quite frequently.
Well, we thank you on behalf of everybody who doesn't have a microphone in front of them. Thank you for all that you do every day to put yourself on the line to make us have a safer community. Officer Ron Trombley and Officer Kenny Stewart of the Carborough Police Department are today's WCHL Hometown Heroes. Our thanks to Richard Cox of the Carborough Fire Department for telling us the story. Trombley and Stewart are outstanding public servants, two examples of the kind of outstanding police officers we have on the force, willing to put themselves on the line in order to save others. Thank you to Kenny Stewart and Ron Trombley. We don't say it enough. Thank you for what you do every day. And a special thanks to Kenny Stewart and Ron Trombley, today's WCHL Hometown Heroes.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
For great food and infinite sports on game day or night, the new Tobacco Road Sports Cafe is your next stop. Locally owned and operated, Tobacco Road features fresh, local ingredients, down-home classics, and gourmet entrees, plus a wide selection of North Carolina beers on tap. Exceptional service is also on every menu, from your servers to the chef preparing your order. In Infinite Sports, we have every available sports package on TVs throughout the restaurant for your viewing comfort. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, now open in Chapel Hill's East 54 Shopping Center.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
69 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, cloudy all day, 50-50 chance for showers, maybe even a thunderstorm in the afternoon. A high today in the low 80s.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Here is the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. In Chapel Hill, it all equals community.